Esto es Eco de Canis.
Hello, we are here again. We are a group of students from ES Parque Lisboa and we are studying for year of secondary school. Today we are here. Adrián Sánchez Gibaja, Noelia Lozano, Cintia Bravo, Víctor Pastrana, Bray Veredas, Adrián Lejo y Gerard Rosso, yo.
We are going to speak about the Beatles because it is the 50th anniversary of the release of their first album. We will also speak about experiences in the past.
Let's speak about the Beatles. Now we go with John Lennon.
We are going to speak about John Lennon. He was born in Liverpool on October the 9th, 1940. He was killed by a stun gun on December the 8th, 1980, when he was 40 years old.
His real name was Winston Lennon. We had two children whose names are William Lennon and Sean Lennon.
His music genres, he were pop, rock and rock and roll. He played the guitar, the piano, the harmonica, the banjo, the mellotron, the percussion, the bass guitar and also sang and wrote song. His first group was Quarrymen when he was 15 years old. John Lennon met Paul McCartney in a party and then Paul joined the Quarrymen too.
Now we are going to describe John Lennon as apparent in the White Album. He had brown and long hair and she seemed hippie.
He had blue eyes and he was middle-aged. He didn't have any beard. He usually wore cowboy clothing and he normally wore circle glasses. And now, Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr was black and long hair. He had blue eyes.
He had a mustache and big nose. His skin was pale white.
He wore all psychedelic clothes. He has a cheerful person and he has wolf always making joke.
We
Ringo's real name is Richard Starkey, and he was born in July the 17th, 1940. He is an English musician and actor who gained worldwide fame as the drummer for the Beatles. When the band formed in 1960, Starr was a member of another Liverpool band, Rory Storm and the Hurricanes. He joined the Beatles in August 1962 with the place of Pete Best. In addition to his drumming, Starr is featured on lead vocals on a number of successful Beatles songs, in particular with a little help from my friends, Yellow Submarine, and the Beatles version of Art Naturally. He's credited as co-writer of the songs What's Gone, Flying, and Dig It, and as the sole writer of Don't Pass Me By, and Octopus Garden.
As a musical creative drummer for the Beatles, Starr's contribution to their music has received hit praise from notable drums. Starr describes himself as your basic of beat drummer with funny feel. Drummer Steve Smith says that Starr's popularity brought forth a new paradigm, where we started to see drummer as an equal participant in the compositional aspect, and that Starr composed unique stylistic drum parts for the Beatles song. In 2011, Starr was picked as the fifth best drummer of all time by Rolling Stone Reader.
Starr is the most documented and creative acclaimed actor among the Beatles, playing a central role in several of their films, and appear in numbers of the films, both during and after his career with them. After their breakup in 1970, Starr cheerful soul musical success with several singles and albums, and record with aid of his fellow ex-Beatles as they to develop their post-Beatle musical career. He has also been rooted in a number of TV documentaries, hosted TV shows, narrated the first two series of the children's television series Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, and portrayed Mr. Conductor. During the first season of the children's television series, Swinging Time Station, since 1989, Starr has dared with 12 versions of Ringo Starr and Wizard Starr Band.
And now, Paul McCartney.
Was Paul McCartney like?
In 1967, he had long and brown hair and brown eyes.
He was slim and he had
small beard.
He had pale white skin.
He seemed sad.
He had a very beautiful voice.
He was the most serious Beatle. He is a great singer.
He was born in Liverpool in 1942. He was an English musical singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and composer. He gained worldwide fame as a member of the Beatles, with John Lennon, George Harrison and Ringo Starr, and his collaboration with Lennon is one of the most celebrity songwriting partisans of the 20th century. After the group break up, he pursued a soul care letter forming the band with his first wife, Linda, and the singer-writer Denny Lane.
Guinness World Record describes McCartney as the most successful composer and recording artist of all time, with 60 gold records and sales of over 100 million albums, and 100 million singles, and as the most successful songwriter in the United Kingdom chart history. More than 2,200 artists have covered his Beatles song Yesterday, more than any other song in history.
We released Mall of Country in 1977. Is one of the all-time best-selling singles in the UK. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as Soul Artist in March 1999. McCartney has written 30 songs that have reached number on the Billboard Hot 100, and 2003 he has sold over 50 million records in the United States.
McCartney has released an extensive catalogue of songs and a solo artist and composed classical and electronic music. He has taken part in projects to promote international charities related to such subjects as animal rights, seal hunting, lambs, vegetarianism, poverty and music education. McCartney has got married 3 times and he is the father of 5 children. And now, George Harrison.
George Harrison was a British musician and guitarist, but he could also play the guitar and experimented with some other instruments. In 1967, he had black and long hair, his skin was pale white, he was brown-eyed, and he had a mustache and sideburns. He used to be cheerful, although in some pictures he seems to be very serious. It needs sweeping. George Harrison was the youngest Beatle. He was born in Liverpool in 1943 and died in Los Angeles in 2001 of a throat cancer. He was together with John, one of the guitarists of the Beatles. He also wrote lyrics, sang and composed music for the Fab Four. Someone controlled you. George Harrison is remembered as the mystical Beatle because he joined the Hare Krishna movement in the 60s. According to George, Ravi Shankar, who died in December 2012, was probably the person who influenced Harrison's life the most. My guitar gently weeps. Every mistake we must
now
we are going to speak about experience in the past.
Sanfuno!
Up the place, turn up the place and make them all have fun. How we ablaze the fire, make it fun them. We must up the place, turn up the place and make some fun. Why run? And we will end.
I am going to speak about Weekend at the Snow. It started on Friday at 4:30 and took the car with my brother and some friends toward Sierra Nevada. We got there at 11:45 and we went to have chicken omelette and pizza for dinner, and soon after that we went to bed to get up early. On Saturday we got up at 7 to get dressed at breakfast and got to rent equipment, skis, boats and forfeit. When we had rented at the things, we rode on the Charlie to the get to tracks. At the beginning we started on the green track and know ourselves few things, and then we went to the blue track with was reader sleep and no. At 2, we went back into town to have lunch and then we climbed the hill quickly, again to throw ourselves 2 or 3 times because at 5 all the tracks and leave closer. Then we went home and the walk, breakfast, break and then at 8 or 9, we went to eat 100 sandwich. From there, we went home to sleep. It was a best long Saturday I have ever had.
And we will end your week just like a Sunday.
Now, Adrián Sánchez.
For my last concert. In the concert, Mi Cupa Live Party sung by Vocaloid. There are long questions to enter the city and take the tickets. Will cost $55. After passing the ticket office, I stopped to have a look at the shop of merchandising with fluorescent lanterns. When we entered the concert, people were sitting. It was rare to the sitting at a concert. There was a screen of fabric almost transparent. Everyone had entered a set of the singer. Come and say the name of the song the wolf sings. After that, the concert began and lasted for about 2 hours and a half. I was very good and they sang 30 songs.
And now, Cynthia Bravo.
My last holidays were very good. We went to Almería. I went with my uncle, my aunt and my parents. Almería in summer is finer than Madrid. There I went to the beach and to the swimming pool. There were many parties in Almería. The best parties of the world are in Almería.
Well, I must be traveling on.
My next holidays are going to be better than the previous and the, of course, I go every year to Almería and each year I enjoy it the more.
And now, Víctor Pastrana.
My first day on the beach. We were in the beach of Valencia for a week and we had a really good time. I was very nervous because I had never been to any beach and we started to go. When we arrived, we went to the apartment, the stove, and we got the suite and went quickly towards the beach.
Giri giri here, giri giri ah. Ven hacia mí, si mi mamacita. Mira big girl, nota chiquitita. Sámbame, mi niña bonita.
The following year we went to Almería, but I like it Valencia more.
baby, come on, let's go.
Midnight, ella está en mi cabeza. Yo amo y se ni sienta. Pronto acaba la fiesta. Voy a lo que fe. We only wanna rumba. Dance, tumba que tumba. You know you're my boy. Sexy señorita, won't you come play?
And now, Bryce Veredas.
Buenas a todos y a todas. Para todos aquellos que tenéis 5 segundos de protagonismo, Rafa Mora el mejor. Y Chupte,
él llegó a Telecinco en un hotel de banda sin nada, dispuesto a reírse en todas vuestras caras. Un chaval de barrio con confianza en sí mismo, su fuerte carisma le brindó el protagonismo. Engañó a la gorro como ella hace quien, quien. Mientras media España quería ser como él, él. Todos le critican, todos le imitan, diciendo:
Pelele, nano, mira esta carita.
El trono más seguido de la historia del programa.
My first day at school. On my first day at school, I was very nervous. When I was leaving the house, I was very anxious to see how it could be and what people there were.
Televisión que España el presidente exprimió el catecismo español para convertirse en ídolo y villano de la población, para reírse de la crisis y solucionar su vida. Cateto no es Rafa, Cateta es Aida, ha sido el más listo de la clase. Gracias a vuestras críticas él se ríe en un jame. Tú dame una R, también dame una A. Sigue con la F.
Y es parque de Lisboa is bigger than public school Joaquín Costa. When I go to school, I saw many kids entering with their parents. Sometimes the other kids were crying because their parents were gone. But I didn't cry.
Por mucha pasta o fama, su familia antes que todo, su madre, su gente, su barrio. Querido y apreciado por todo su vecindario. Santi, dice, Tarik.
My first day of school was not that bad.
Programas de ocio, no será tan tonto si maneja 10 negocios. Se río de todos los cronistas, créelo. Del Vicente del Clar, del Orejas Buñuelo. Jamé del R8 Panamera. Ellas dejan a sus novios, le dicen que están solteras. Van detrás como babosas para luego decir:
yo estuve con Rafa Mora.
Intentaron lucrarse con calumnias y mentiras para sacarle el alma, para joderle la vida. Más cola en sus bolos que los Backstreet Boys hoy. Más seguidores en su Twitter que en el de Rajoy. Mientras Kiko Rivera está pinchando en Praga. Con él se quitan el top, con nosotros se quitan las bradas. Toda la juventud le intenta imitar. ¿Cuánto daño ha hecho Rafa Mora a esta sociedad? Oh.
Para todos esos envidiosos.
And now, Noelia.
Vado avanti e non ci penso, questo inverno passerà. Oggi è domenica, tu gridi isterica.
The first time I left Spain, I went Germany. The city that visited was Frankfurt. I stayed to tow for 15 days. I went to European scout camp. When here, when different people. Italian people are very friendly, but Germans are not very kind.
Dimenticandoti che tutto ciò è piaciuto a noi. E ora la rabbia mi imbocca di cattiverie. Mentre lancio piatti io prendo a calci le sedie. Grido fatti vedere, no.
I am learning different language, but I prefer Italian language because it's very beautiful.
Perché porta solo il freddo come l'inverno. Fuori quanto è brutto tempo, però si è calmato il vento. Ascolta il mio freddo, questo inverno sta finendo. Ogni cosa c'ha il suo tempo, che ha pazienza ne uscirà. Vado avanti e non ci penso, questo inverno passerà.
Nella testa c'ho le immagini di quando stavi ancora qui, mentre cancello le tue immagini dal mio PC. L'attrazione non è sempre amore come dicono, due calamiti uguali a volte si respingono, e a volte vincono gli errori, se servono a imparare. Tu sei solo uno sbaglio da non rifare. Tolgo la vibrazione al cellulare quando dormo, così se mi chiami con te in un sogno non me ne accorgo. Morto, dentro, innamorato di un ricordo. Lottano ragione e sentimento, vorrei dimenticarti al mio risveglio come me, mento. Quando dico che ora penso solo a me, mento. Certo, tu mi pensi, io ti penso, ma se una storia non ha fine, non ha senso. Penso che pure in questo inferno,
con certe parole di
ghiaccio di Wake up feeling blessed up, pissing on that dresser. Ain't afraid to show it, I'll expose it if I dress up. Riding in that tester, roast a nigga ketchup.
My first time abroad. My first day out of Spain was with my father and we went to Genova. We took a ferry from Barcelona to Geneva. When we arrived in Geneva, I was nervous. I looked to all the things and people because I thought that everybody were Italian mafia. I was only 7 years old.
My paste up, my niggas getting right, smoking weed with dirty Sprite. I'm going wild for the night, fuck being polite.
Been a while out for the weekend. Me, myself, and I, my three friends. Nigga feel like broken and leaf thin. ASAP niggas finna sneak in. Finger to the critics. Me and my niggas strill it. You know we finna kill it.
Later, we took a bus to Monaco. That bus was driven by my father because he is a bus driver. When we arrived to Monaco, I watched a lot of fabulous and very expensive cars like Ferraris and Hammers. The cars that I see in Spain are cheaper than the ones in Monaco. The casino of Monaco is the most beautiful and the most fabulous I have ever seen.
Well, you have enjoyed the program. We have spoke about the Beatles and lot of events that have happened in your lives.
We hope you have enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to this program. Bye. A lot of regards to our partners and teachers at ES Parque Lisboa. Bye.
Bueno, acabáis de escuchar a un grupo de estudiantes de cuarto de secundaria del Instituto de Educación Secundaria Parque de Lisboa de Alcorcón, que es la segunda vez que vienen aquí y cada vez lo van haciendo mejor, porque esto de hablar en inglés es complicado, ¿verdad?
Sí, la verdad es que sí.
Es difícil.
Bueno, ¿cómo os habéis notado esta vez la diferencia del anterior, por ejemplo?
Más suelto, mejor, ¿no?
Más tranquilo.
Menos nervioso.
Más confianza.
Uh-huh. Bueno, también hemos tenido más tiempo para preparar el programa en el instituto, ¿verdad?
Claro,
sí, por
sí,
supuesto.
Pero no he ido a clase.
Sí, pero luego. Al fin y al cabo tampoco nos ha dado mucho tiempo, ¿no? Hemos tenido que repartir y...
Uh-huh. Bueno, el programa ha tenido una buena duración, yo pienso, ¿no? A ver, aprovechando que estamos en la radio, que nos está escuchando gente, o por lo menos que nos escuchará en el futuro, ¿qué os gustaría decir a la gente, por ejemplo, de Leganés o de Alcorcón? ¿Qué os gustaría contar a la gente?
Que mucha suerte a ver si sube Leganés, para que así haya un derbi y os podamos dar zupa.
Bueno, antiguamente lo subo, ¿no?
Lo subo.
Sí. ¿Y eso?
Sí, y que le va a meter una subida al Alcorcón y fuera.
Si no sube a primera.
Exacto.
Bueno, y chicos, ¿qué tal por el ISTI? ¿Cómo lo lleváis?
Bueno, eso un poquito peor.
Va bien.
Si yo os preguntara, por ejemplo, qué cosas os gustaría que mejorásemos en el ISTI o qué cosas os gustaría cambiar del ISTI, ¿qué me diríais?
Que dejaran salir a fumar.
Fuera Victoria.
Que nos dieran las mismas oportunidades a todos.
Que quitasen plástica.
Eso está claro.
Y que lo dejasen salir en los recreos, o sea, por bollo.
La verdad es que sí. Que lo de los recreos es un poco absurdo.
Al día.
más torneos de fútbol como el que va a
empezar esta semana. Como el que vamos a organizar.
Ah, ¿tenéis un torneo de fútbol esta semana?
Sí.
No sabía.
Magnífico.
Pues sí.
Vamos a ganar nuestro equipito.
¿Y hay algún equipo de cuarto?
Sí.
Sí. Los cinco fantásticos.
Claro.
Aquí hay tres de los cinco, ¿no?
No, aquí hay dos solo.
Dos de los cinco.
Sí, bueno. Está que metemos a este. Tío.
Yo soy el entrenador, ¿vale? Yo soy el entrenador.
Bueno, y supongo que ganaréis el torneo, ¿no?
Está vale. Claro.
Sí, ganan, cabrón.
Están todos está claro. Jugados con nosotros.
Y si no, no pasa nada, ¿eh? Tampoco...
Nada.
Aquí solo se puede ganar o ganar.
Bueno, y no sé, ¿queréis saludar a alguien? ¿Decir alguna cosilla más? ¿Algo de Alcorcón? Que no sepamos a quién le ganéis.
Pues nada, que nada.
Bueno, ¿qué pensáis hacer el año que viene cuando acabéis secundaria, chicos? ¿Tenéis una idea?
Un grado medio.
¿Un grado medio, Geray? ¿De qué?
Marketing o electromecánica.
Muy bien. Bueno, por lo menos lo tienes
yo
claro, ¿no?
Pero si va a repetir.
Tirar una moneda.
¿O no? Noelia ha dicho que quieres hacer bachiller. ¿Qué bachiller quieres hacer?
Ciencias. De salud.
Pues yo lo único que os digo es que pongáis las pilas, ¿eh? Que el nivel es bastante más alto que la DIVE.
Mucho estudiar.
Cintia, ¿qué quieres hacer tú?
También, grado medio.
Grado medio, ¿qué? ¿Sabes alguna especialidad? ¿Tienes pensado?
Administración y gestión o superior de jardín de infantil.
Muy bien, bueno. Víctor, ¿tú qué quieres hacer?
Grado medio también.
¿Pero sabes ya la especialidad, más o menos?
Hostelería.
Hostelería, muy bien.
Sí.
Muy bien, eso sí que trabajo, ¿eh?
Ahí está guapo.
Bryce, ¿tú qué tienes en mente?
Al paro.
Al zombie. Es como vuestro juego, zombie.
Yo un grado medio también.
Al metro
de informática.
Muy bien, de informática más tiene bastante futuro, ¿no?
Al metro,
va a pedir.
Adrián Verdú, ¿qué...?
Yo ni idea.
¿No tienes ni idea?
No, yo me estoy pensando en meter en bachiller, pero...
Al ejército.
Pobrecito.
Yo lo que os digo es que si os metéis al bachiller que os pongáis las pilas, ¿eh? Yeah. Que no va a ser tan fácil como este año.
Claro, ese es el problema.
Bueno, y acercarle un micro a Adri. Adri, ¿tú qué tienes en mente?
Es que no sé qué hacer.
Yo, como no hay otra forma de hacer a...
No te acuerdas de qué, tío.
Otro palparo.
Sí, ya, dos ganas.
No sé, ¿quieres hacer?
A diseño gráfico, pues me tendré que meter por imagen y sonido.
Manga. Muy bien, o sea, un grado medio de imagen y sonido, bueno, y a partir de ahí especializarte en diseño. Pues
sí, o directamente irme a grado superior.
Sabéis que además ahora, pues con el mundo de internet se necesitan muchos diseñadores, se necesitan muchos informáticos. Y bueno, se necesita sobre todo mucha gente con ganas de hacer cosas como vosotros. Así que espero que os vaya muy bien, chicos.
Muchas gracias, profe.
Gracias.
Soy Rubén.
Nada, nos vamos a despedir aquí y nada, venga, una última oportunidad para decir lo que queráis. Venga.
Pero nada, que...
Hasta luego.
Que vengamos otra vez, ¿no? Antes de acabar el curso, ¿no?
Bueno, pues si me da tiempo,
sí, la verdad.
No, te sigueráis, Twitter.
Una barra baja esto.
Muy bien.
Me das 96.
Pues nada, chicos, un abrazo muy fuerte y que espero que le guste esto a la gente del instituto. Hasta luego.
Adiós.